Eivin Pek Yud, Mishnah Yud Gimel. This is a famous Mishnah. Machsirin Ritiya B'Mikdash. A Kohen is allowed to replace his bandage in the Beis HaMikdash, Avaloi B'Medina, but he's not allowed to replace a bandage in the Medina. What's the reason he's allowed to replace it? So the reason he actually would take it off is because in the Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen's not allowed to do Avoda with a bandage as a chatzitza between his hand and the Avoda. As Rashi explains, the Torah says, V'lokach HaKohen, he takes it. And if there's something that's chaitzitz, that's not considered lekicha. So therefore, a Kohen would take off his bandage before the Avoda, and the Chum allowed him to put it back on, because if they did not allow him to put it back on, he wouldn't take it off in the first place. This is a concept called Hitiru Sofo Mishum Tchiloso, that they matter the ending, which means putting the bandage back on, because of the beginning, to encourage him to take it off. That was the beginning. Meaning that he should do that, so he should do the Avoda. And Taisus Yantav says this actually has nothing to do with Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, because even if there was Shvus B'Mikdash, even if it was normally Aser, still they made an exception here of Hitiru Soifa Mishum Tchilasan. And that's what the Rav says over here. What's interesting is the Rambam says that this is Mutter because of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, so Taisus Yantav doesn't understand what this has to do with Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Nevertheless, one's allowed to do this in the Mikdash. Now, what is the concern? What is the shvus here that one's normally not allowed to put a bandage back on? Because we're afraid he's going to smooth it out, and it's memachik, and that would be an issa d'oraisa. And even though Rashi himself says that the concern is like refua of grinding things, that's the reason that we don't allow it, because this is a problem of refua. That would be the normal issue that we'd be concerned with. Rashi here says that the main issue is memachik, smoothing it out. And Taisus Yantav says that's what we're going to go with. Avaloi b'medina, but one is not allowed to return it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and that's obvious because there's no hetiru sofo mishum tchiloso, there's no reason to matter it, and there's an issue, it's a shvus, we're afraid one's not allowed to put on this type of bandage because we're afraid he's going to be memachik. The bandages back then were made out of, I think, reeds or things like that, and they would moisten it and try to smooth it out, and we're afraid that he's going to be memachik. However, the Mishnah continues, in betchila, kan v'kan osir, but to put it on for the first time on Shabbos, that's going to be osir regardless, because there's no concept of soifun mishum tchiloso, because he could have done the avoda, so there'd be no reason to matter it. Mishnah continues, kosher ne b'mikdash. One is allowed to one of the musical instruments. If there's, let's say, a string that became detached, one is allowed to tie it in the Beis HaMikdash, avaloi b'medina, but not outside in the Medina. And the Rav explains that we're dealing with, for example, the harp that the Levim used to sing with that became broken on Shabbos. So it wasn't broken before Shabbos. Now the Rav says, what's the reason that you're allowed to tie it? Because this Tana held, we had this in Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, and Machshirei Mitzvah, things that were needed for the Mitzvah that you were not able to do before Shabbos can be Doicha Shabbos. The Rav says, we're dafka dealing with a case where the cord was broken in the middle, because when you fix that cord, it's not going to be permanent. Nobody's going to keep a knot there in the middle of the cord. But if it's at the edge or the end, right by the wood or whatever the instrument was made out of, that would be a kesher shel kayama and it would be usser. So the problem is, the obvious question is, Taisus Yantav asks, is that if you hold that machshirei mitzvah that we're not able to done before Shabbos could be doiches Shabbos on Shabbos, what's the difference? Even if it's d'oraisa, what's the rabbanon d'oraisa, it's doiches regardless. So even if it's a tie at the edge of the kli, it should be mutter. So Rashi actually says that even if you tie d'oraisa, it's still not a problem, because this Tana held that machshirei mitzvah are doiches Shabbos even on Shabbos. Taisus Yantav brings the Rambam, who held that the tying that you would do here would not be a permanent knot. You'd have to do a slip knot. And he says that the Rambam's l'shitaso, because the Rambam held that the ikur shira in the Beis HaMikdash was with the mouth, was with singing. So therefore, the kalim were not necessary as machshirei mitzvah. That's why dafka, it would have to be done with a slip knot. But regardless, it's hard to understand the Rav, because he says that it should not be a kesher shel kayama, even though it should be doicha. But you see, a non-permanent knot was mutter dafka l'tzorich mitzvah, and this is like the last Mishnah we had in Shabbos, where the Mishnah told us that you're allowed to measure, and you're allowed to do certain things to show talmidim, or to tie non-permanently, Taisus Yantav learns there, for a tzorich mitzvah on Shabbos dafka, but you're not allowed to make a non-permanent knot if it's not l'tzorich mitzvah. Slip knot, though, I believe is different, but this is just the shitas Taisus Yantav. I'm not saying what the halach is. And the Mishnah ends, Choytchin, Yabelis, B'Mikdash, one is allowed to cut a wart in the Beis HaMikdash on an animal, Avaloi B'Medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. He can cut it with his hands, Dafka, the Rav explains. He's cutting it because it's a mum, and it's only a shvus, it's kala'achayat if it's done with his hands. Vim Bekeli, kan v'kan osir, but if he does it with a kli, then it's osir. Cutting a wart off of an animal with a kli is like gozes, a satsamer, it's a tolda, like shearing wool, and that it would seem to be an issa d'oraisa and be osir in the Beis HaMikdash as well.